الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for facilitating for us this meeting with our brothers and sisters in India, specifically our brothers at Ad-Din al-Sahih, and generally all of our brothers and sisters that are listening today to the lecture that has been advertised and arranged entitled Supplication is Worship, Ad-Du'a هو العبادة. A look at the excellence of supplication and a clarification of the most common errors related to it. I say seeking the aid of Allah Azza wa Jal that the excellence of a dua, the excellence of supplication is clear for anyone that reads the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There are so many verses in the Quran that highlight the excellence of a dua, supplication. And there are numerous ahadith authentically established from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that highlight the virtues of a dua, supplication. If we were to start with the book of Allah Azza wa Jal and take a few examples, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to a dua, refers to supplication as worship in more than one verse. One of those verses is the saying of Allah, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. And your Lord said, supplicate to me, and I will respond to you. I will answer you. Those who disdain in arrogance and turn away from my worship will enter hell in humiliation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse, سَمَّ الدُّعَاء عِبَادَةً. He referred to supplication as worship. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. And your Lord said, supplicate to me, call upon me, and I will answer you. And this is a promise from Allah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. And those who disdain my worship will enter hell in humiliation. Highlighting for us, brothers and sisters, the excellence of supplication at dua. And in this verse, Allah Azza wa Jalla commanded us to supplicate to Him. For our benefit. Because we are in need of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and Allah is Al-Ghani Al-Hamid, the All-Rich, the One deserving of all praise. Likewise, brothers and sisters, the hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, narrated by Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu anh, collected by Imam al-Tirmidhi and others, authenticated by Al-Albani. Nu'man ibn Bashir, he narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, الدُّعَاء هُوَ الْعِبَادَةِ. Supplication is worship. Supplication is worship. ثُمَّ قَرَأَ. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he recited the verse, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. And your Lord said, supplicate to me and I will answer you. Those who disdain my worship will enter hell in humiliation. And this hadith, الدُّعَاء هُوَ الْعِبَادَةِ, supplication is worship, it shows us that الدُّعَاء, supplication, الدعاء أساس العبودية. It is the foundation of servitude to Allah. And it is the essence of servitude. When the servant supplicates to Allah Azza wa Jal, they're in a state of humility and submission before their Lord, manifesting the servant's absolute need of Allah Azza wa Jal. Likewise, Allah Azza wa Jal, he said in the Quran, as we find in Surah Al-A'raf, ادعوا ربكم تضرعا وخفيا إنه لا يحب المعتدين. Call upon your Lord. Allah commands us to call upon Him, to ask Him, to invoke Him. Call upon your Lord in humility and privately. Indeed, Allah does not love the transgressors. And remember this verse, because it will be mentioned later on when we talk about some of the common errors related to a dua supplication. Likewise, we find in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah encouraging His servants to supplicate to Him alone, when He said, قال تعالى وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. And when my servants ask you concerning me, then inform them I am near to them through His knowledge subhanahu wa ta'ala. I respond to the supplications of the supplicant when he calls upon me. So let them obey me and believe in me so that they can be guided. And that is why, brothers and sisters, the more the servant knows Allah Azza wa Jal, the more the servant knows Allah, the more they will supplicate to Him. And for this reason, the people who called upon Allah the most, they were the prophets and the messengers. The people that called upon Allah Azza wa Jal the most were the prophets and the messengers. And Allah Azza wa Jal, he praised in the Quran the prophets and the messengers for this, as Allah said in Surah Al-Anbiya, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِعِينَ. Allah praising them . And when Allah Azza wa Jalla subhanahu wa ta'ala praises individuals, then we should imitate them in these noble qualities. Allah said, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. They used to hasten to do good deeds. وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا. And they called upon us with hope and fear. وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِعِينَ. And they used to humble themselves before us. And anyone who reads the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the book of Allah is full of beautiful supplications of the prophets and the messengers. And likewise, beautiful supplications of the righteous, highlighting this point that the greater the servant's knowledge of Allah, the more they will supplicate to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Likewise, that comes in the authentic hadith. The statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, collected by Al-Hakim in his Mustadrak, and Shaykh Al-Albani declared it to be sound. أفضل العبادة الدعاء. The most excellent form of worship is supplication, a dua. Likewise, there comes in the hadith collected by Imam Ahmad, رحمه الله تعالى, and others. And Shaykh Al-Albani, رحمه الله, he declared it to be Hassan in a Sahiha, the saying of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, من لم يدعو الله سبحانه غضب عليه. Whoever does not supplicate to Allah, then Allah is angry with him. Whoever does not supplicate to Allah, then Allah is angry with him. This is a proof that Allah loves dua, supplication, and that Allah loves the servant that supplicates to him. This is a proof that Allah Azza wa Jal, He loves dua, He loves supplication. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He loves the servant that supplicates to Him. And an important point, brothers and sisters, when we call upon Allah Azza wa Jal, fulfilling the conditions and staying away from any of the barriers that would prevent the supplication from being answered, then we should know, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in the hadith collected by Imam Ahmad and others, and this hadith is authentic, sahih, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, ما من مسلم يدعو بدعوة ليس فيها إثم ولا قطيعة رحم. There is not a Muslim that supplicates to Allah with a supplication that does not involve a sin or the severing of family ties. إلا أعطاه الله بها إحدى ثلاث. Except that Allah gives him one of three. So any Muslim that supplicates to Allah with a supplication that does not involve a sin or the severing of family ties, except that Allah gives him one of three. Showing the excellence of a dua. And we all need Allah Azza wa Jal, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if Allah aids the servant, then no one can overcome the servant. And if Allah Azza wa Jal forsakes the servant, then no one can aid that individual. Except that Allah will give the servant one of three. إِمَّا أَن يُعَجِّلَ لَهُ دَعْوَةً. The first, that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in this hadith, Allah gives to the servant what he asks for in this world. وَإِمَّا أَن يَدَّخِرَهَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. The second thing that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in this hadith, or Allah stores it for him in the hereafter. وَإِمَّا أَن يَدَّخِرَهَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. And the third thing he mentioned, وَإِمَّا أَن يَصْرِفَ عَنْهُ مِنَ السُّوءِ مِثْلَهَا. Or he removes from the servant an evil that was equal to the dua, that was equal to the supplication that the servant made. But Allah Azza wa Jal answering the supplication of the servant, it depends upon the presence of a number of conditions and the absence of a number of barriers. Yes, Allah Azza wa Jal, He promises that He will answer the dua of the servant. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ اُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. And your Lord, He says, supplicate to me and I will answer you. Allah Azza wa Jal answering our supplication is dependent upon the fulfillment of a number of conditions and the absence of a number of barriers. And one of the proofs for that is the hadith that is established in al-Bukhari, a Muslim, narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu an, who said, أَنَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ, that the Messenger of Allah صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, he said, يُسْتَجَابُ لِأَحَدِكُمْ مَا لَمْ يَعَجَلْ. The supplication of one of you will be answered as long as they are not hasty. The supplication of one of you will be answered because Allah Azza wa Jal promises that He will answer the supplication of the servant as long as they are not hasty. يَقُولْ دَعُوتُ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِبْ لِي. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hadith, he explained what hastiness in this context means. He said The individual says, I supplicated to Allah, but he did not answer me. That is hastiness in a dua. Rather, a person supplicates to Allah and they are certain that Allah will answer them and they are patient. Because as we mentioned earlier, there is not a Muslim that supplicates to Allah with a supplication that does not involve sin or the severing of family ties, except Allah will give him one of three. Either Allah will answer the dua for him in this world, or he stores it for him in the hereafter, or he removes from him an evil that is equal to the supplication. After speaking briefly, brothers and sisters, concerning some of the virtues of a dua and talking about the excellence of a dua, I would like to move on to speak about some of the most common errors related to the topic of supplication, related to the topic of a dua. And as this is a short lecture, we will focus on two of the most common mistakes that people fall into as it relates to a dua, supplication. As we know, حفظكم الله, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept any act of worship unless two conditions have been met. The first and the most important is sincerity to Allah. Al-ikhlas lillahi wahdahu la sharika lahu. Sincerity, that the servant sincerely performs that act of worship for Allah alone without any partners. And we know a dua, supplication, is a type of worship. It is from the most excellent forms of worship and among the most loftiest forms of worship. And worship is the sole right of Allah. Because Allah Azza wa Jal, He alone deserves all worship. So therefore, the most dangerous mistake that can be made as it relates to supplication and dua is for the servant to call upon other than Allah Azza wa Jal. Is for the servant to call upon other than Allah. And brothers and sisters, this is the most dangerous and the most serious form of al-i'tida, transgression, when supplicating. And remember, we mentioned the verse, and I said, pay attention to this verse because we will mention it later on. If you remember at the beginning or towards the beginning of the lecture, I said, pay attention to this verse because we will mention it later on. And this was the saying of Allah Azza wa Jal, ادعوا ربكم تضرعا وخفيا إنه لا يحب المعتدين. Call upon Allah with humility and in private. Indeed, Allah does not love the transgressors. So Allah Azza wa Jalla commands us to supplicate to Him alone. Subhana. Because supplicating to Allah will benefit us in this world and it will benefit us in the hereafter. Supplicating to Allah will benefit the servant immensely in this world. And in the akhirah. The servant should supplicate to Allah at times of ease and at times of difficulty. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He said, "Ud'u Rabbakum tadarru'an wa khufya." Call upon Allah. It's a command with humility and in private. Innahu la yuhibbu al-mu'tadin. Indeed, Allah does not love the transgressors. So Allah Azza wa Jalla subhanahu wa ta'ala, He prohibits us from al-i'tida, transgression. And the prohibition is general. Allah prohibits us from every form of i'tida, transgression. Every form of transgression that exists is forbidden in Islam. However, this is mentioned in this ayah in the context of dua. So specifically, Allah prohibits us from transgression in a dua, supplication. Because Allah does not love transgression, nor is He pleased with it. And it is narrated from Ibn Abbas that he explained this verse when Allah said, "Innahu la yuhibbu al-mu'tadin." Indeed, Allah does not love the transgressors. He said, "Fi du'a." Ibn Abbas said, "In supplication." Ibn Abbas said, meaning Allah does not love the transgressors, those who transgress in a dua, in their supplications. And brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he foretold that there will appear in this nation those who transgress in a dua, those who go beyond the legislated boundaries in dua. When he said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, سَيَكُونُ فِي هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ قَوْمٌ يَعْتَدُونَ فِي الطُّهُورِ وَالدُّعَاءِ. There will be from this nation, there will be in this nation, a people that transgress in the matter of purification and the matter of a dua, the matter of supplications. And as we said, brothers and sisters, the greatest form of i'tida, transgression, is calling upon other than Allah Azza wa Jal. As it relates to dua, the greatest form of transgression is calling upon other than Allah Azza wa Jal. Al-shirk. As mentioned by Shaykh al-Islam, rahimahullah, when he said, فَهَؤُلَا أَعْظَمُ الْمُعْتَدِينَ عُدْوَانَ. These individuals, they are the greatest transgressors. They are the worst transgressors. فَإِنَّ أَعْظَمَ الْعُدْوَانَ الشِّرْكِ. Because the greatest form of transgression is a shirk, polytheism, worshipping other than Allah, calling upon other than Allah, directing any form of worship to other than Allah. And a shirk is what? He said, وَهُوَ وَضْعُ الْعِبَادَةِ فِي غَيْرِ مَوْضِعِهَا. Shirk, it is to place worship in the wrong place. To direct it to other than Allah. Because when we say La ilaha illallah, it means what? La ma'buda bihaqqin illallah. It means that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah. Allah alone, huwa al-mustahiq li jami'i al-ibadah. He alone deserves all forms of worship. وَمَنْ صَرَفَهَا لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ مُشْرِكٌ كَافِرٌ. Whoever directs worship to other than Allah, whether they like it or not, they are a mushrik, a polytheist, they are a disbeliever. Shaykh al-Islam continued, he said, فَهَذَا الْعُدْوَانِ لَا بُدَّ أَنْ يَكُونَ دَاخِلًا فِي قَوْلِهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُعْتَدِينَ. And this transgression definitely falls under the saying of Allah, indeed Allah does not love those who transgress. And we already mentioned the tafsir of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, when he said that in this context it is referring to transgressing in a dua. And brothers and sisters, yes, somebody may say, well, why do we highlight the mistakes and the errors that take place in the matter of a dua? Because this mistake, supplicating to other than Allah Azza wa Jal, if a person dies upon it, wal-iyadu billah, if a person dies committing major shirk, wal-iyadu billah, then we know what Allah Azza wa Jal has said in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. So should we not speak about it and clarify what is correct and what is incorrect and the errors that are made? Allah Azza wa Jalla said, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارِ وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارِ. Those who associate partners with Allah, the one who supplicates to other than Allah, they have associated partners with Allah Azza wa Jalla, so they fall under the general meaning of this verse. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ, Allah will prevent them from entering paradise. وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارِ, and their abode for eternity will be the hellfire. وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارٍ, and these ظالمين, أي المشركين, these polytheists, because الشرك أعظم أنواع الظلم, because الشرك is the worst form of oppression, Allah said they will have no one to help them. Nobody will be able to benefit you at that point in time. Rather, the mushrik will be helpless in the fire of hell for eternity. May Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us all from that. And yes, we should correct especially this mistake, but all, we should highlight all of the errors that people make as it relates to a dua. And is there a precedence for this? Yes, there is a precedence for this. If we look at the Sahaba, the companions, Ridwanullahi alayhim, may Allah Azza wa Jalla be pleased with all of them, we have various examples that if they heard individuals opposing the prophetic guidance in the matter of a dhikr, remembrance of Allah, or the matter of a dua, supplication, then they would correct it. Naam, and they would criticize the individual for that error and that mukhalafa. And we have an example in the hadith collected by At-Tirmidhi and others, that Nafi', he said, أَنَّ رَجُلًا عَطَسَ إِلَى جَنْبِ بِنْ عُمَرٍ, a man, he sneezed next to Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. May Allah be pleased with him and his father. And may Allah be pleased with all of the companions. And the man, he said, Alhamdulillah wassalamu ala Rasulillah. Look, Alhamdulillah, all praise belongs to Allah, wassalam ala Rasulillah, and peace upon the Messenger of Allah. The statement itself, there's nothing wrong with it. However, specifying the statement at this particular time after sneezing, that is what Ibn Umar objected to. He said, Ibn Umar, when he heard him, he said, wa ana aqul, and I say, alhamdulillah wassalamu ala rasulillah wa laysa hakadha allamana rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, عَلَّمَنَا أَن نَقُولَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ عَلَى كُلِّ حَالٍ. He said, as for this statement, after sneezing, Alhamdulillah, all praise belongs to Allah, and peace upon the Messenger of Allah, he said, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did not teach us to say this at this time. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did not teach us like this. Rather, he taught us to say, Alhamdulillah, all praise belongs to Allah in all situations. Here, Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma correcting this mistake. And this mistake is not as serious as a shirk. And that is why, brothers and sisters, in lands where we find the Muslims calling upon other than Allah Azza wa Jal, sacrificing to other than Allah Azza wa Jal, making tawaf around the graves, calling upon the dead, we need to be active in teaching them Tawheed. Mentioning the verses from the Quran, utilizing the stories of the prophets, mentioning the authentic ahadith, and we have to warn them against shirk, which is the most serious offense and sin in al-Islam, and it will destroy a person's worldly affairs and their akhirah and the hereafter. We should not busy the people with the khilafat al-fiqhiyah that we find that imma of al-Islam differing concerning in matters of ijtihad or matters where there is no clear text. Rather, we focus upon the fundamentals. And if we walk upon the path, upon the methodology of the prophets and the messengers, calling to Tawheed and warning against shirk, you will see the fruits, by the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, of our call and our efforts in educating the people, especially in this time where many individuals and groups and parties are more interested in politics than educating the Muslims about these matters. And this is a sign of love and affection that the individual has for the ummah. Because who in reality, who has more affection than the one who is saying to a person that is committing shirk, my brother, my sister, fear Allah. This sin is the greatest sin, the most serious sin. If you die calling upon the dead, if you die sacrificing to other than Allah, if you die upon major shirk, Allah said in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. Indeed, Allah does not forgive that partners be associated with Him. Allah does not forgive shirk. But He will forgive anything lesser than that for those whom He wills. There's no greater form of affection. And that individual loves that Muslim more than the one who sees a person falling into shirk, calling upon other than Allah, going to the graves, calling upon the dead, sacrificing to other than Allah, and remains silent and says, you know what, you need to vote for such and such a party, or you need to elect such and such an individual, al-iyadu billah. Because in reality, if that person was to go out and vote, but remain upon shirk, then they are still in a state of destruction as it relates to their worldly affairs. And if they die upon it, they're upon a state of destruction as it relates to the akhirah, the hereafter. And that is why, as Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he said, أهل السنة أعلم الناس بالحق أعلم الناس بالحق وأرحمهم للخلق. The أهل السنة, they are the most knowledgeable of the people concerning the truth, and they are the most merciful of the creation towards the creation. The people of the Sunnah are the most knowledgeable of the people as it relates to the truth. أَعْلَمُ النَّاسِ بِالْحَقِّ وَأَرْحَمُهُمْ لِلْخَلْقِ. And they are the most merciful of the creation to the creation. Because when you call the Muslims who are falling into these errors to a tawheed and you warn them against shirk, that is the greatest gift you can give them. There's no gift better than that. If Allah Azza wa Jal guides them through you, there's nothing better than that. By the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, you have helped that individual in their worldly affairs, and you have aided and assisted them in their akhirah. That is why, regardless of what is taking place around us, regardless of the waves of tribulations, the people of At-Tawheed, they continue to educate the Muslims about At-Tawheed and emphasize these matters and warn them against shirk and educate them concerning the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, brothers and sisters, another common error as it relates to a dua supplication, and we will close with this. And this is a lengthy topic in reality, where books have been written about it. Hafidhukum Allah. We mentioned that in order for any act of worship to be accepted by Allah Azza wa Jal, it has to fulfill two conditions. The first, we said al-ikhlas, that the servant has to perform that act of worship sincerely for Allah alone without any partners. And the second, as you probably know, inshaAllah, is al-mutaba'a, following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because al-adhkar, wa-da'awat, remembrance and supplication are from the most virtuous forms of worship. And we know that worship is based upon al-ittiba', following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And it is not allowed for anyone to legislate that which has not been legislated by Allah Azza wa Jal. And to set it as an act of worship where the people continuously implement and practice what they have implemented. Rather, this is innovation in the religion of Allah that Allah Azza wa Jal has not allowed. And that is why, brothers and sisters, the best supplications are the supplications that we find in the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The best adhkar, remembrance of Allah, the best da'wah, supplications, are those that we find in the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is proven by the Quran, this is proven by the sunnah, and this is proven by sound logic. And that is why the scholars of Islam, they say, مِنَ الشَّدِّ النَّاسِ عَيْبًا. One of the worst things a person can do is to take a portion of remembrance that is not transmitted and established from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but it comes from one of their teachers or a sheikh, and they abandon that which is established from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Imam al-Mursaleen, the Imam of the Messengers, wa hujjatullahi ala ibadihi. How is it that a Muslim can abandon the supplications that are established in the Quran or established in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and rarely supplicate with them? However, you find that they are energetic and enthusiastic to adopt other supplications that have been made up by men who are just like you and just like me. Supplications not established in the Quran, nor in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No doubt, this is a form of transgression and oppression. Because all good, remember the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say, nearly every Jum'ah, reminding the companions, and us more so, we are in need of this advice. The best speech is the speech of Allah. The Quran, the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is why it is an error what we find that is practiced by some of the Sufiya. An error that we find practiced by the Sufiya, where they invent supplications that they take as a constant and consistent practice. مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ, and there's no basis for that. Or you find that they specify a particular time for supplications, and there's no proof for that. Like for example, when people send around these text messages, people send in our time on WhatsApp or Telegram, and you receive a message or by cell phone, and they say, if you say such and such 100 times, or if you call upon Allah with this statement 1,000 times, then you will never go blind, or your wife will have a baby, or your child will be righteous, or, and there's no proof for it. Not in the Quran, nor in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No proof whatsoever. So another form of transgression in a dua is when people fall into innovation and misguidance in their supplication. And with that, alhamdulillah, which was a very concise presentation of some of the most serious mistakes as it relates to a dua, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He benefits us from what we heard, and that which was correct, then it is from Allah azza wa jal subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that which was incorrect, then it is from my own soul and from the shaitan. وجزاكم الله خيرا وبارك الله فيكم وسبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.